For the name of Yahweh is the excellent name. It is the name of assurance and strength. It is the name of His Yahshak, Yahshua, Lamb of Israel. For in that name we find the comforts, the complete power of Almighty Yahweh. In the mighty name of Yahshua the Lamb. So as we prepare our minds this Shabbat, this Shabbaton unto Almighty Yahweh, we began the order of this worship, new bayats, with a certain sound of your shofar. We shall wait upon you, our Abba. For my love is filled with the fatness. We collectively, with the fatness of Yahshua, for the Lamb that was impaled for Israel to cleanse us from all of our sins. And I rejoice in that today. We know that the atonement, the price paid in full, is a sure atonement. And so we have the liberty to worship you, to barak, to esteem, to shout, to feel unto our Abba. For we hallel you, Yah, for the assurance we have, Yahshua the Lamb. For this Shabbaton we shall rejoice and be glad. Speak to us, speak to Israel, scattered throughout the nations of the world. Let this message today, whatever form it is heard or perceived, be a strength unto the hearers that will receive it. We ask it all in the mighty name of Yahshua the Lamb, the hope of Israel, and the house of Israel crowd, hallelujah. 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 Look to your neighbor and say to them, my friend, Yivracht Ikat, for he is one with us, in us. Hallelujah. May Yabraki, you may be seated. For what blessed assurance we have, and the fullness of his truth, and the power of the fullness of that truth can only be expressed in His HaMashiach, Yahshua. So I delight greatly today for all of the mighty works of Yahweh that He has wrought, He has worked among Israel, the power of His deliverance to break the shackles of bondage over His people. And the only reason He did that because He had pity upon Israel. He had in His love to comfort them. And so I brought Him for that. I certainly do toda Him for everything He has done. And the power of His truth manifests among Israel. For the power of His truth will identify every sin and every corrupt thing that separate our thoughts, our minds, away from the truth of our Abba. We will not allow the traditions of our habits to separate us from the power of His truth. We will not allow things that do not produce the essence of His fruit to cause His truth to be denied in Israel. For we are Israel. We have been elected by His own sovereign power, by His choice. It was not your prayers. It was not the prayers of anyone. It was not you electing Him, but He showed His ahava toward Israel. Not that you even understood what love was, but He showed us that He ahava, He loved us. That He sent Yahshua to redeem the purchased possession that he had earmarked for the inheritance of his kingdom. So I'm glad that it wasn't my prayer that delivered me. But it was by his sovereign choice and by the power of his Hamashiach, Yeshua, that delivered me. I'm glad that it was not by a selective choice of my kinsmen, but it was by his selection and his choice. He knew who to select, and he knew who to choose, because he knew us all before we were ever formed in the bellies of the womb of our mothers, our Ima. He knew us all. And it was not by mother's choice or daddy's choice. It was by the selection of Almighty Yahweh. For he knew Israel from the foundations. And to seal us, my brothers and sisters, he said, I will not allow the power of my mitzvah, my guidance, the strength to create the mind that is like mine in Israel. He said, I will not write it upon stones or books or leaflets, because they can be altered. The penmanship of the Pharisees and the Sadducees, they can alter things like that. They can interpret it the way they want to. They can translate it in their own dialect according to their acceptance. He said, but Israel, you shall not be deceived. You shall not be bewitched that you have begun in the Ruach, and you think the things of Yahweh will be perfected by your natural identity, but you will identify with what I put in you. I shall write my Torah in the love, the mind, the inward parts of Israel. And I shall send the visitation. I shall pour it about upon the body. We are the body of Yeshua HaMashiach. And the Ruah of Yahweh rested upon him. And so the power of his Ruah rests upon us. And it draws from the well of what he has written in the love of Israel. And we know for certainty that we are the seed that has been elected by Almighty Yahweh. So let him draw from our love. Let the Ruah draw from what he has written. That he has sealed us. The Ruah came to witness of what that was written in us. He came to seal it. And to make sure that there was no seepage. It will not seep out of us. But the Ruah comes to guard the truth of Almighty Yahweh. That's why it doesn't speak. It draws from that which is already spoken. It adds life to what is already spoken. You cannot add anything to Yeshua. For Yah spoke Yeshua and the heavens, the old Lamb, and all was created. He spoke Yeshua and we were created. For he is the living words of Yahweh. He is the word of Yahweh made flesh. He is the son of Almighty Yahweh. He said, if you believe on me or believe in me, you believe what I says, then you know or you receive the one that has sent me. And the Abba has sent him to gather unto him into his bosom Israel. And that is why the Negra, the Moadim, they are signs of this great day that is coming, where he shall gather all the outcasts of Israel that is cast into all the nations of the world, and he shall gather them under the one authority and the one government of Almighty Yahweh. And there shall the name of our Abba be esteemed above the heights of the Hashemayim, and we shall rejoice forevermore in that name. So he has come to gather us. Hallelujah. Without the Ruah, the Spirit of Yeshua, during this time of Sukkoth that has passed, there is no gathering. We cannot gather but in any other power, any other Ruah, but the Spirit of Yeshua HaMashiach. So we delight in that and we rejoice before our Abba. For in Yeshua are we gathered, because in him we live. And in Yeshua we have the power of being all that Yah intends for us to be. So we move, we have our being, we have our life in Yeshua. And what Yah established from the foundations of the world, a time and a period, that we may set it aside according to his ordination. We come in the midst of the bride of Yahweh to esteem his name, to give him great reverence and oblation of praises for the mighty works and the power of his Hamashiach. Yeshua is his name. For he came in the power of his Abba's name to let us know that only Yahweh can save the house of Israel. He has not left David Roberts to save Israel. He has not left you to save Israel, because we do a poor job trying to save ourselves. He said, I'll set one that will gather Israel all in one in the body of the man of Yeshua. We shall be Ikad. We shall be one in him. We are one in Yeshua by the power of the Ruah of Yahweh. So he has come to gather us. And that's all right. I have no problem with that. Gather us, Yahweh. He's going to gather Israel. And that is the season we just passed. It's the gathering of the sign of things to come. And that's why it's a time when we come together. It's a time of great ecstasy of joy. That's why man laid down his former pattern of labor and doing all things, that he may gather in Jerusalem. So you began to make preparation today. If Yah permits us all to be here on next year, for the great gathering of his Sukkoth. Not tomorrow, we began today with even the thought and the desire to see this new day or this new season ahead, that we may gather again in Jerusalem by the power of our Abba in Yeshua. We can't gather outside of Yeshua, because if we do, we're strangers. We're not part of the commonwealth of Israel. Even by we knowing of this great gathering, he speaks to us. I want to read this to us in the book of Tehillim, in Psalms 106. Hallelujah. Psalms 106 and verse 43. This is what David says unto Israel, as he had a great revelation and understanding of this gathering, this time of gathering that Yahweh had ordained. He says, many times did he, Yahweh, he has delivered them, Israel. And if we look at the times that he has delivered us from the bondage of our own minds, from our own deception, from the deceit of our own love, from our corrupt intent that would have meant you great harm, yet Yahweh delivered you from under the bondage and the yoke of those things. David said, but they provoked him with their own counsel. We need the Ruah of counsel from Yahweh that will instruct us in the disciplines and the wisdom of Almighty Yah. But that's what the Ruah of counsel does. It disciplines us in every aspect of our lives. And instead of us listening to Yahweh, he said they turned to their own counsel. They sought advice from those that did not have the counsel or the Ruah of counsel. So they began to turn to elements that would turn their minds away from Yahweh. And then they would provoke him. We are all guilty of provoking Yahweh. We have turned him away from us. Our sins and our rebelliousness, our disloyalty to him, has turned him away from us, because we have provoked him. We have challenged Yahweh to see whether he is sure in his word. Well, I will tell you that the word of Yahweh stands assuredly forever. It is sealed in Hashemayim, and Yeshua will never change. Everything is sealed for the satisfying of Israel. And they were brought low for their iniquity. We have been brought low, haven't we? We have been subdued. Our minds have cast us down. Our love has brought us down low because of our own transgressing the Torah of Yahweh. There were times that we did it in ignorance. We did not understand the strength and the beauty of Torah. And all of a sudden, he began to reveal the power of Yeshua in us to keep us from sinning against him. And because we defied that regulation of Yahweh, that stature, we began to counsel ourselves in our own private interpretation. And once we began to do that, we began to allow the spirit of iniquity to enter into our love. And once we began to do that, we began to harden ourselves against the counsel of Yahweh. And we were brought low. We were afflicted in our minds, in our bodies, in our thoughts. We cannot think straight. We cannot function right. We cannot react right. So we were brought low. As he brought Israel low. As the ocean brought so low that even a snake could even crawl over us. We brought low. Our sins reduced us down to dysfunctional people without any kind of understanding of truth. And we were brought low. I bless Yahweh that in this descriptive analogy, he talks to me. For there's a reason why that I rejoice in this. But he says in verse 44, nevertheless, that's all right. Irregardless, he says, nevertheless. Nah, that's all right. Standing before the judge and he says, I know you're guilty. And the sentence for that is death. But nevertheless, I'm going to alter that. There are things that are mitigated that I'm going to take into account. I didn't know Yahweh. I was ignorant. I did not have the fullness of understanding. And now the light of Yahshua illuminates in my life. And now I know for certainty. But he says to Israel, nevertheless, he regarded, he saw, he understood our affliction. When he heard your cries, when you began to cry and moan unto him, he regarded your afflictions. He said, I heard Israel. And he said, I was moved by their cries. My love was moved mightily by their afflictions because they cried. Why did they cry? Because they knew that there was no other deliverer. There was no other one that could succor or help them in the midst of the great afflictions. And so they began to cry. As the old Kiddushim would say, we cried all night long. They would cry upon their beds when they knew that there was no answer unless it came from Yahweh. They knew that there was no help unless Yahweh helped them. They cried in ignorance, but they cried not in doubt. They were afflicted, but they cried with assurance. And nevertheless, all of our iniquity that have set up this wall against Yahweh, that has set this wall, this fortress against him, he said, nevertheless, in the midst of all of that corruption, I heard your cries and your affliction. I heard you cry out to me. He says, and Yahweh remembered, he remembered for them his covenant. He remembered the Brits, Chodasa, that he has written in Israel. In the midst of our sins and our corrupt and rebelliousness, the only thing that he remembers is his Brit, his covenant with us. And he said that our rights, my Torah in the love of Israel, I shall seal my house with the writing of my Torah in their minds, in their hearts, and in their inward parts, that the enemy cannot corrupt nor destroy. And in the midst of all of our sinful activities, in the midst of all of our corruption, he remembers our affliction and he is conscious of that they are my people. I have a covenant with Israel. They are mine that I've elected. I have called them unto my bosom. And because of that, he raises up the word of might and power. He raises up a living word for us. How is that, preacher? Let me read on. And Yahweh says, and repented according to the multitude of his mercies, of his kindness toward us. And that is the thing that brought him and subdued him from his wrath toward Israel. And so he said, because of the multitude of my mercies, he said, my love was changed. My thoughts concerning you were changed. For my intent was to destroy you. Because the righteous price for your sin was death. But because of my mercies, and there are a multitude toward Israel, he said there was a change. My thoughts were altered. And I realized that I had to raise up this life and the power of the words in Israel. That it become intrinsic in our lives, become a part of our lives, become a part of our walk, our talk, our breath, our conversation. It becomes us because we live in his word, because the power of that word is manifest from the depths of the inward parts.
He said, I remember them. They were in my thoughts and my mercies were shown unto them. He made them also to be pitied of all those that carried them captive. He said, I'm going to cause you to have sympathy by those that have done you wrong, that have brought you under bondage. He'll do it for you, my brothers and sisters. You began to cry out, I don't care what the situation is. He said, I will cause them to have pity, to have kindness, and to have tender mercies upon all those that have carried them into captivity. And we have been brought under the bondage of this world by the captivity of the allurings of the powers that rule. And Yahweh says, I'm going to cause them to show you great tenderness and mercies. And brothers, don't have problems on your jobs when you tell them, we're going to keep the Moedim of Yahweh. We gather, for this is the strength of assurance, that we may be fortified to render unto you the proper service that we want to render. And he will cause them that their love will be changed, that they will pity, they will may not understand, but the truth of Yah will even alter them. And that's the truth, brothers and sisters. They will cry, save us, O Yahweh, our Abba, and gather us from among the heathens. Now that is what Yahweh is about to do. He's about to gather, as he's going to gather all Israel from among this Gohim, the heathens of the world, that our minds will not be altered. We must have this mind of Yahshua HaMashiach. And that is what Sukkot represents. It represents this gathering that he take us from among the heathens. That we are not oppressed by the ways of the heathens. That we gather in our Sukkot and we wait for the promises of Almighty Yahweh. So gather us, Almighty Yahweh, from our heathens to give Todah unto thy Kadosh name. So he bring us here in this place. In the gathering of this feast time, in the specifics of that time, that we may give honor, we may give praises, we may esteem his Kadosh name, that we may be separated, our minds, we will not be brought under the power and the captivity of the heathen ways. We'll be free to give honor unto his name, and to praise him, and to lift him up. He's going to gather Israel. He's gathering his house. From the four corners of the world, the winds of Yah blowing. That's what the Ruachim of Yah represents. The winds of Yah, they are the winds. They are the breath of Yah that imparts into Israel and brings forth that power of wisdom that they may discern time and understand all things that Yahweh has laid. For our dispensation of life or time in this spirit, it is but a short time. We saw Elder Jones that came out to be with us. The old man is 90 years old. And we can see the decaying of his mind, his body, and his physical being. That seems as though it's a long time, but it's not even a vapor or smoke in the eyes of Almighty Yahweh. For his body begins to fade away. His strength began to overcome him because there is no strength there. But Yah says, I will gather Yisrael. I will gather you in Jerusalem. And everything here, the gatherings of Yahweh, it denotes Jerusalem. In the birth of Yisrael. And we have been birthed by new Jerusalem from above. And that's what we carry all the intrinsic ingredients of the new Jerusalem. The land that we call Jerusalem there today, it is full of every kind of vile spirit. Every kind of unclean thing. It is a land of whoredom. It is a land of prostitution. It is a land of lies and debacles. And every kind of vile, corrupt, evil beast and vile spirit dwells there. The government is corrupt. It is not based upon the Torah of Yahweh. It's based upon the greed, the lust of man. It is not based upon the Torah teaching. It's based upon a religious practice that is not based in the strength nor the authority of Torah. For the Torah, Yah, is not based in the Talmud, but is based upon the spoken words unto Israel that was written by the Nabi, the powerful man that Yah raised up. that the waters may flow. Moshe, the marshy one, the watery one. Hallelujah. Yeshua, the living water, the living well of Almighty Yahweh, the well in the dry land. So he gathers us from among the heathens for a period of time, that we may give his Kadosh name praises. He sends forth the Ruachim, his seven spirits, by the power and the anointing of HaKodash Ruah, and his speech unto Yisrael. The Ruah of counsel disciplined Yisrael. This is the proper protocol in this gathering. You must abstain from these things. I want all Yisrael to deny all the sensual comforts of this life, that they may realize that there's a greater promise than what this world promises. He said, I want this to be memorial unto me. Everywhere you go today, they're building memorials, are they not? They're trying to immortalize men. They're crying out for a memorial of Dr. King. They got memorials unto Andrew Jackson and Lincoln, that their names will live infinity among man. As long as there's an old lamb, their name shall be remembered. And the one that created all things in us, his name has been forgotten. It has been cast aside for a damnable pagan god or a pagan lord, but it's not so. He said, I'm going to gather you, Israel, that you may give kadosh honor unto my name, and praise it and lift it up. Yahweh is not playing, brothers and sisters. He's going to gather Israel. And that's all he's going to gather. He's going to bring them together. He's going to assemble them in Yahshua. I like this here. Look what it says. He said, save us, O Yah, our Abba, and gather us from the heathens. For what reason? To give Tota Hudu unto thy Kadosh name, and to triumph in your hallelujah, in your praises, that we triumph. We shout the Yeshua, the victory in Yeshua. And in the midst of that shouting, every shackle is broken. The bondage of our mind is broken. The bondages that the enemy has brought upon us, they're broken. The healing power of Yah resonates in us. So he's gathering us for that. Hallelujah. Is not Yahshua coming to gather us in Hoshimaim? Are we not going to shout with great victorious victory when we see him? Hallelujah. There's only one name we're going to declare, and that's the name of Yahweh. We're not going to declare the other name. He is not a pantheon of gods. There's a pantheon of gods, and Yahweh is not a part of that family. He is the Almighty alone. He stands off by himself, and there is nothing, no one that equates to him but his word. And Yahshua is the word of Yahweh. Hallelujah. He is the word. That we may triumph, he says in verse 48, blessed be Yahweh our Abba, the mighty one of Yisrael, from everlasting to everlasting. And let all the people say, amen, praise, hallelujah, hallel Yahweh. Let all the people shout the Teshua in Yahshua, the Lamb of Israel. So the gathering of his people is very vital in this hour. And that is the symbolicness of the truth that is revealed in his Sukkot. That we gather, that we may rest in the bosom of Yahshua. And Yah wants us to rest in the comfort of Yahshua, for it is the power of that word that comforts us in the midst of trials, in the midst of all of our afflictions. It is the comforting of the bosom of Yahshua that brings strength unto Yisrael. And if the word doesn't comfort you, I'm here to tell you nothing else shall comfort Yisrael. So he brings us, he gathers us from every corner of the world. This time of the year, in this time of the year that has passed, it was a time that all men had to go in to Jerusalem. They had to. They had to. Whether the work was finished or not, they gathered to hear from Yahweh. They gather to hear the voice of the Nabi. They gather to hear the Mishpatim of the Shofat, the judge. And so we gather here in this past season to hear from Yahweh. Gather us together, Yahweh. Gather us together that we may be ikat in Yahshua, we may be one. And he shall gather Israel. They look strange. You don't even know who Israel is. You're not going to identify them by the color of their skin. You're going to identify them by the Sudika power of the Torah of Yah that operates in them and the witness of his Hamashiach, the living word of Yahweh. I do not care what these white Hebrew Israelites say they think they are, or the ones that are black in skin, or the ones that are Mexican in skin. They are deceived and they are liars. They are worshiping the creature and they have denied the power of the Creator. Listen, Israel, he has created something in us. He has put the power of his Torah in Israel. You don't have to have the tizzles to remind you of that. You don't have to have the fringes. You draw from the well of the living water that flows from the inward parts. No, I don't condemn tizzles or fringes. But I got something he's put in me. Hallelujah. It is real and it's alive. And when the shofar of Yah sounds, it brings me to Jerusalem for the gathering. And we need to gather in Jerusalem. Yahshua says in the book of Lucas, hear this. He says, Jerusalem, Lucas 13:34. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, you kill the Nabi. And you stone them that are sent to you. My, what a profound indictment. Yahweh sends this word to you, does he not? Do not stone the word of Yahweh. Do not kick against the prick. You stone them that are sent to you. Yahshua says, how often would I have gathered your children together? How often he wants to gather us together. That is why the memorials of Yahweh, the one that is called Pesach Unleavened, the one that is called Pentecostal, and the one that is called Sukkot or Tabernacles, these were times that Yah always wanted to gather Israel together in Jerusalem. It has not changed. We are waiting for the great gathering. And it's not going to be done by David. Roberts is not going to be done by you. It's not going to be done by these men trying to get people back to Israel to gather. It is going to be done by Yahweh. He gathered Israel into the land of promise. I'm here to tell you. He wants it to look as though that it cannot be done. It is an impossibility, but Yahweh is going to do it. So it's not going to be done by my clever devices or what I think will create some kind of avenue for you to be in Jerusalem. But Yah is going to do it. He's going to gather them from Jefferson. He's going to gather them from Russia, from China. He's going to gather them from Ghana, from all over the world. And he's going to bring them back into his bosom. And they're going to be led by the power of his Ruah. And Yahshua will be the light that shines through the dark passes. When they go through the dark passes, they will see the light of Yahshua. When their bodies are famine, when there is no food to eat, there shall be bread in the desolate, famine places. And they shall have a living water to revive them. Yah wants to gather us. Yahshua said, how often I would have gathered your children, brought them together, assembled them. He said, as a hen does gather her brood, and a hen gathers the brood when danger is coming, doesn't it? Yes, it does. A hen gathers the brood when danger, when the storms are raging, when the thundering, that hen was set in the middle of the field and gathered those chicks under her. She will gather the brood and they will find a place. The rain may be down, but the brood is going to be all right. Hallelujah. She will set there unto death, even consumed by death. But she's going to protect the brood. And that is what Yahshua, he said, desire to bring you under my wings, unto the wings of mercies of Yahweh, unto the wings of kindness, unto the wings of truth. Hallelujah. See, these wings of Yahweh, the wings of Yahshua, we gather on this week. We can rise above every trial and every circumstance. We can mount up like the wings of an eagle. We shall soar above even every trial and every affliction. He desires to gather us and to bring us together unto the bosom of Yahweh. That's why He has allowed us, brothers and sisters, for seasons and times. Times that we must gather. He desired to gather us. It's because of our traditions. And because we're not willing. Because we don't give heed and attention to what Yah wants to do with us. And we lay aside the gatherings of Yah for the pagan celebrations and the pagan gatherings. They shall gather together there in Charlotte for the ball games. They will gather in Philadelphia for the ball game. They will gather in Denver, Colorado for the ball game in their whorehouses. But Yah says to Israel, I want to gather you together. I want to bring you under my wings, that you may soar up like the wings of an eagle. He said, I want to gather you as a brood under my wings. And you, O Israel, you did not want it. He said, why you don't want it? Why? Why? He said, why my Moadim, my Mikrah, is not important to you? He said, why? I want to gather you in Jerusalem. But we're not in the physical state of Israel. I know, but we're in the state of Israel. Because we are Israel. We are the elect Hebrew Israelites of Yahweh. And He has not taken that to chance. He has put something in us to seal us. And when the Ruah, when the witness of Yahshua speaks to us, say, gather, we gather. He said, I want to gather you. I want to gather you as a hen gathered the brood. That I might bring you closer unto me. And that you will know that I protect you. You will know that your wealth comes from me. You will know that your protection is in Almighty Yahweh. Even though when the storm clouds arise and the rain beat vehemently upon you. You are under the wings of Yahshua. Under the covering of truth. Under the covering of mercy. Under the covering of kindness. Under the covering of His Ahava. You under the wings of Yahshua HaMashiach. You under those wings. Hallelujah. And I will bring you under my brood and bring you under my covering. When death seems as though that it's about to overtake you, Yahweh says, under the brood, under the wings of Yahshua, death will have no power sting. So gather in Jerusalem in the name of Yahshua HaMashiach. And when you gather in that name, you will give great honor to Yahweh, because you will know that He is the one that has set the power of salvation unto Israel. We have tried religion every way. We have tried all kinds of forms and traditions. It has not produced the power and the urgency to please Yahweh. You notice that Yahweh, when all of our driven motives are to please our flesh. You know what all of our driven motives are, the concerns of our flesh. Where's the concern for Israel? Where's the concern for the house? We know it's not of Yahweh. We know it's not His will. He's going to gather Israel. Gather me, Yahshua, under your wings. Gather me as a chick in the broods. I want to be in the broods. Gather me, my Abba. Gather me, my most kadosh one. Under and in Yahshua. I don't want to be outside of HaMashiach. For the storm shall come upon the nations of the world. That's why it's greater when you gather together, you can shield one another. Sure you can. You can shield one another. When the cold weather rises, you can shield one another. The ones that are strong, they can endure. They take the outer circumference of the circle. And the ones that do not have the strength and that are old and are feeble, they take the inward parts of the circle where the warmth will permeate them. That's why He said, come unto me. And the warmth of Yahweh's Ahava, His sincerity, will just flow in your inward parts. That's why the gatherings of Yahweh, they're vital to Israel. That's why they're vital. They're most important. They're most important. It's amazing that Brother Sean, he had inquired of this time off many weeks before the time was. And they did not give him this time off, but they gave him the time afterwards. You know that that is of hell. Huh? You know that it's not of Yahweh. Because the enemy understands the times and the season. That's why he is going to seek to change that. He has changed the Shabbat unto the most damnable pagan day upon the earth, the Sunday, the first day. Yahweh has not changed his Shabbat, his mitzvah are these 10 codes of regulation that regulates his Torah. This is the regulation of his Torah. This is the regulation of his Torah. This is the regulation of his Torah. His mitzvah, his commands, that is what regulate his Torah. That is what gives us statutes in his Torah. This is what gives us ordinance in his Torah. His mitzvah. Hallelujah. And so when he tells us to love him with all of our love, mind, and all our strength, he gives us a regulation in Torah that we do not forget his high Shabbat, his Shavuot tones, his feast days, his Mo'atim. It is a mikrah. It is a feast of celebration to him. To him. I want you to come and celebrate me. He wants us to come and to celebrate him. He wants us to come and to lift up his name. He wants us to come and reverence him. So this is simply the regulations, or this is the standard bearer of Torah. You cannot have the power of Torah without this. You cannot forget his Shabbat. He tells us to remember the Shabbat and keep it kadosh. Keep it set apart. That's simple to understand. Remember my Shabbat. Don't defile it. For this is a time that I take great purpose in you. This is a time that you will assist my present greater than any other time. I will come and sit with you. I will sup with you. I will dine with you. I will break bread. I will allow the body to be broken for you to eat. Not in the damnable traditions of this Catholic whorehouse that her Jezebel daughters participate in once a month in their communions of darkness. We commune in Yahshua, for we eat the bread daily. All day we eat the bread of life, do we not? For that body was broken for me. Oh, you can say that too. It was broken for me. Right now, I'm telling you, it was broken for me. No, that body was broken for me. I have no compunction with you saying it just like that. It was broken for me. It was broken for me. Hallelujah. So I'm constantly reminded of the brokenness of that body. But the strength of bones were never broken. They were never brittle, but the body was broken for Israel. So let Yahshua gather us under his wings. Let him gather us. Let him at this season, or the seasons of Yah that he has appointed unto Israel, let Yahweh gather us under the wings of Yahshua, for he is the wing of our flight out of here. When he cries out, we're going to be caught up. I believe that. Not the traditions of men. Their ways lead to death. The ways of Yahweh leads to eternal life. These things are not temporal, but they are everlasting. They are limitless. They have no limitations. For we are called unto eternal life, are we not? It is limitless. It has no period of time beyond the period that it began. There is no ending at all. And even in Hashemim, in the kingdom of Yahweh, his Mo'adims, we're going to keep. For we shall come into Jerusalem and bring the offerings. Oh, I know it seems far-fetched, but we're going to keep the Mo'atims of Yah. And so he says to Israel, don't forget them. Let Yahshua gather you under his wings. Well, Pastor Roberts, what is it found in the renewed covenant? Let me just deed it for one moment. I said to Deacon Benny yesterday, I said, now, Deacon Benny, the seasons are over. And there are things that I need to do. There are many little books and booklets that I began to write. I've not finished. My mind is constantly moving by the Ruah and the Word of Yah. And there are many things that I want to write. And so I'm going to take a few weeks after we get a few things squared away simply to write. And to write booklets and things that I began. And to show Israel, I can show you every more of them in the renewed covenant. I can show you Pesach. I can show you the Mikrah of the more them of unleavened matzah. I can show you every last one of them. And Joshua kept them all. So this world wants us to be caught up in the pagan gluttonous pig days that are coming. The Thanksgiving, now we give Torah unto Yah every day. And the most damnable feast of all things, the pagan Christmases, and these whorehouses that celebrate this Isis, this false god, this son of Samarias, this pagan thing. You cannot be a part of Yah and be a part of those damnable things. You cannot go to those whorehouses and say you love Yahweh. When you come to His more dim, you have disdain from your damnable lawyer. It's none of Yah. I don't repent. I say it with all authority. We must. The only way you will understand the beauty of His more attempt, you must be gathered unto Yahshua. You must. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. HaMashiach Shaul, as he writes unto the brethren, the brothers of Thessalonica, the gathering in the house of Yah, he says something profound here in 2 Thessalonica. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 1. He cautioned the brothers, he cautioned the elders of the coming of Yahshua, the era, whereby some had gone astray of the coming of HaMashiach. So he speaks this to us in this hour, even though it was for them in that hour. 2 Thessalonica chapter 2, verse 1. He said, now I beg of you, I beseech you, I cry unto you. He's talking to the Israelite brothers. He said, by the coming of Yahshua, HaMashiach, our master, and by, I love this, and by our gathering together to Him. By our gathering together to Him. And that is what this passing of the Sukkoth represents. Our coming together as we wait, as the sound of it so far has sounded. 10 days we came into the bosom for this atonement of the washing of our sins, that we did not the power of our flesh to rule. At 5 days later we gather in Yahshua to wait for the coming by the aspiration of His word, for the gathering of Israel unto Yahshua. Everything speaks in this book of the feast days and their representation in Yahshua, what they actually mean, and the power of it. And so what the enemy has done, he has given us all kinds of excuses to defy what Yahweh says. Hallelujah. So we have given ourselves over unto man, that we fear man more than we fear Yahweh. And we're afraid of what man can do to us instead of what Yahweh can do. I fear Him. I fear Yahweh. I may not tremble like Brother David said he was trembling the other day, but I fear the terror of Yahweh. Hallelujah. His fear brings about great resolve unto me. It is one thing about His fear, it keeps me walking straight. The fear of Yahweh keep you in the bosom of Almighty Yah. We fear Yahweh and keep His Torah. No evil thing shall overtake us. We delight in the truth of Yah. No evil thing. No power of darkness will control our minds and control our thoughts. None whatsoever. Hallelujah. I rejoice in the presence of my Abba. Because in the presence of Yahweh's fullness of Tifereth, the joy. In His right hand, He says, here's Yahshua. There's nothing but pleasures in Yahshua. In His right hand, there are pleasures evermore. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So He gives us the delights and the pleasures of Yahshua when we come before His presence. And He feeds us with His right hand, the living bread of life that calls the power of His joy to fill our inward parts. And then we delight in our upper because He has gathered you unto Him by the way of Yahshua. There is all the way. We're going to be gathered unto Him. That's why the pagans cannot keep the feast days of Yah. That's why they deny them. Even in all of our ignorance, all of our unlearned ways, we will not, and I did not fight against the truths of Yah. Hallelujah. I did not. even though I did not know the Ruah of Emet, of truth. And Yahshua is the Spirit of truth, is he not? Everything he speaks, is he the Word? Is that the Word, truth, life? Is it not? Is the Word not the Torah of Yah? He's given unto us a new and living way. And so it's one thing about truth when it witnessed to what he has already put in you, Yisrael, you couldn't fight against it. You may have been eager, you may have wanted to close your mind to it, but you couldn't fight against it. You would not go out and try to defend your own traditions and your own era. You would just sit quiet. Hallelujah, let the storm pass. Why? Because Yahshua said, just sit there, chick. Don't try. I've gathered you here under my bosom. I want you to be close to my bosom. I want you to feel my heartbeat. I want you to feel my warmth. I want you to feel the Ahav of Yah. And even though you struggle in your mind, he said, don't go anywhere. I got you here. And you could sense that protection that you knew that Yahweh was not going to lead you wrong. Why? Because you could not even come to the light of his truth unless the Abba drew you. You could not even recognize the power of Yahshua unless the Abba brought you to that position to be under his bosom that he gathered you there. You could not. So the coming of Yahshua that we're going to be gathered together to him. Verse 2, he says, that you will not be so soon shaken in your mind. Don't be troubled, brothers and sisters. Don't be troubled about your finances, your job. He said, don't be troubled. Don't be shaken in your mind of trouble. Neither by Ruah, spirit, nor by the word, by a word, nor by letter as from us. As for the day of Yahshua HaMashiach, it is at hand. That's what you delight. It is at hand. And so that is what this Sukkoth is. It is a time of gathering. That we go outside of us. That we are not looking for the foundation and city whose builder and maker is man. We're looking for that one whose foundation and builder and maker is Yahweh. We live in a way that is simple. We literally supposed to eat in the Sukkoth and gather there. I was hoping that this was big enough, but it's not. We'll do something. Hallelujah. Yahweh's will, I pray that he blesses us next year to purchase a huge tent. And he will bless us to do that. Hallelujah. He will. Hallelujah. And so he gather us in the Sukkoth so that it is the time of Yahweh's gathering. That you look for the imminent gathering. That we that and our loved ones, those that have died in HaMashiach, they shall be caught up first. You that are alive and remain shall be gathered unto the bosom of Almighty Yah in Yahshua. And the havoc that he shall reign upon this earth, that you shall be covered in Yahshua. And that is the sure sign of these gatherings. For we look for the event to come. That's what we look for. We look for that. Don't you know that people at this pagan Xmas, the first of the year in the new year of this Roman system, this pagan devilish system that denies the system of Yah, when this new year begins in Abib, that's when it begins. It begins after the solstice, the winter solstice. It begins there. That's when it begins. And they have altered that, changed that. They will begin to purchase things for the next year Christmas. Will they not? Come on here, somebody. They began to prepare for next year Christmas, do they not? They're pagan gathering. So we ask this, that we began to prepare for next year gatherings of the ingathering. I was walking today and I looked at the sheep. Well, it was a lamb that Israel offered up in their homes of the blood of the lamb. And I said as I walked and I looked, I said, we will not lose one lamb this year. And so next year we will have the lamb instead of the sheep, because we are all like sheep that have gone astray. So we will dine on the delicacy of the Lamb, of the truth of the Word of Almighty Yahweh. That is what we dine on, the Lamb. He is the Lamb of Israel, is he not? Sure he is. He doesn't fight against Yahweh. We can find ourselves fighting against his gatherings, but they are vital to us. These are memorials to him. It's a time that he gathers us in his bosom. A time that we come into the bite of Yahweh and celebrate him. They began celebration of their Xmas after their day of offering of the solstice, as the winter solstice began to come with thanksgiving. That's when they do it. And they carried that unto the first of the year. People December the 28th will say, I didn't see you, but Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. That reverberates out of this nation and the world. We as the people of Yah, we speak to one another. Maslomka Torah for the coming of Yahshua. We delight in the gathering of His feast days. It's more of them that we may gather unto Him, covered by the dam of Yahshua the Lamb. So when He looks, He will say, all are Israelites. There are no strangers in Jerusalem, but they are the seed of Israel. They are my elect. They are my chosen. And I shall pour out my Ruah in a mighty way upon them. That's what He wants. So don't be moved. Don't be troubled by the coming of Yahshua and us gathering. We're going to continue in Him. We will continue to keep His Mo'adim, His feast days. We will gather like Yahweh commands us. We will rest like He commands us. To hell with a job. To hell with what man says. If every brother lose their job, lose it. Then it will cause us to get on our knees in a greater way. So you're little coming in here on the Shabbat evening and looking for the hour to pass. You won't look for it then. I'm telling you, He's going to pull the rug from under this nation, brothers and sisters. They got the minds and the eyes of the people sparkling because they tell them that the stock market is going up. That has nothing to do with you. It is for the elite rich. They'll devalue the dollar so that the dollar has no value at all. You can say what you want to. $500 is $100 a day, if it's that. They're paying you high wages, but you can't do nothing with it. Paying $20, $25, $30 an hour, and you can't even make it. You can't even feed your house. We're going to see whether our bread comes from Hashem I am, or it comes by the hand of some man. We're going to see whether Yah truly fed them out there with the manna of the bread that sustained them 40 years and that they grew in Him. And yet because of their sins, they turn away. And yet the power that bread was, it is still of the same effective power today. They didn't know what that manna was. This world doesn't know who Yahshua is. Many that say that they don't know. Come on, brothers and sisters. They don't know. He was a manifestation of that He came into the world. When He rained it down, they murmured and griped about it. They didn't want the bread. Same thing today with the house of Israel. We murmur, well, I got to have this now. We must gather ourselves under the wings of Yahshua, that we are in Yahweh, that we have the divine protection of Almighty Yahweh. So His gatherings are great for us. Time of refreshing. Time of judging one's love. Searching the inward part. Time of brotherly kindness. Sisterly ahava. Time of hospitality. Hallelujah. There are those that wanted to come. I will not let them come here. Hallelujah. I could fill this place up. You believe me? That's not the issue. I want Israel. Hallelujah. I want to be with Israel. That's it. I don't want to be with my natural brother. I want to be with Yisrael. My brother that hears the word of Yahweh and obey Him. That's Yisrael. No one else. I don't care about your black tradition or your white tradition, your Hebrew tradition. For the tradition of Yahweh is birth in the bosom of His Hebrew Israelites, His seed that He has elected. Hallelujah. So don't be troubled in our minds and our thoughts. Don't be troubled about what things that are transpiring. Don't be troubled by what is happening in the world today. Yahshua makes a profound statement here that, hear this. He said unto those Pharisees and Sadducees, He said, you that is not with me, you are against me. And he that gathereth not with me, he scatters abroad. And we are not gathered in the bosom of Yahshua. We are scattered and we scatter abroad. There are those that say, well, those things that were meant for the, quote, Jews, unquote. I'm here to tell you that the book was written for Israel. It was written for us as a pattern and an example. We should follow the things that were Sadiq, and we should not pursue those things that brought the wrath of Yah. It is a pattern and an example for us. Do you sisters have patterns you've had for years? Do you all have patterns you can't even find no more? Come on, my brothers. You don't throw the pattern away. The pattern, or the pattern, when you forget the pattern, or how to sow a thing, you go back to the pattern. Yes, sir. You don't throw the pattern away. You keep the pattern. And when you don't understand things in the renewed covenant, you go back to the pattern. You go back to the covenant. You go back when Yah birthed this in the lab of His men and when He called them out. You don't throw the pattern away. So if we don't gather with Him, we scatter. So I'm going to gather with Yahshua. Hallelujah. I'm going to gather when that propitiation, when the fullness of the offering unto Yah is manifested by the throne of Yahweh. Hallelujah. I know He sits on the right hand, but I do believe in the more dims of Yah, He stands and He looks and He raises His hands and say, for this is your purchased possession, Almighty Yah. I believe that. That's why they're vital to us, brothers and sisters. That's why the world, this pagan Roman system, has taught us against that. That's why Christendom and this Jezebel sluttiest whore has perverted our minds, not to reverence the things of Yah, but what Yah says. When He tell you thou shalt not murder, is that prevalent today? When He tell you don't commit adultery, is that right today? When He tell you don't covet, is that right today? It's right today like it was then. There must be a blood sacrifice. We just have a better complete sacrifice, and that is in Yahshua the Lamb. We don't have to take the same sins before Yah, because the blood covered the sins then. I don't have to go back here with some pigeon or some lamb offering. I go with the Lamb. Every day. For the multitudes of His mercies. Every day. That is the pattern of the things that were to come. And when you don't understand the significance and the power of Yahshua, you go back to the pattern. Hallelujah. When you don't understand the purpose and the power that he gave unto us, go back to the pattern and see what was revealed unto Israel when they walked in the stipulations and the ordinance of Almighty Yah. It still takes the blood. Hallelujah. It still takes the blood. 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 Blood is not done away with. You must have the blood. It has to be. We've been led ignorantly. Hallelujah. And Yah calling us now to repent. And that teshuva means more than just crawling on your knees and saying, I'm sorry. It means that there must be a change. You have to turn around. Hallelujah. These brothers, you take that. We have these, what do we call those things? Those GPS here, around here. And you can start out on a trip. Even though you know a way that gets you somewhere quicker, it will tell you, turn around 3.4 miles, make a right, because it wants to get you back on the path that it has already laid out for you. And so the farther you drive, it will say, recalculating, to make sure we get you on the right path. Keep straight 10 miles, then make a left. You pass that, go 500 feet, make a right, 200 feet, make a right, bring you back so you can turn around. You keep going and say, recalculating, recalculating. And so what Yahshua has done, He has calculated. And He recalculates offering the path that we are on that brings us back to the pathway that leads to light. And the path of His mo'adim, they lead us to the assurance and the blessed assurance of Yahweh. It leads us to great confidence and great delight that He has set this aside for Yisrael. That we can lay down all of our burdens and all of our afflictions and come and have a time of rest in Him. That we gather together one with another from the heathens, and our minds are not bombarded with the heathen ways. We are not so rushed to get out there with the heathens and to be a part of their activities. That's what He has done that for, brothers and sisters, to relieve Israel. To give us some comfort under the bosom of the wings of Yahshua. So that's what we should gather together. Hallelujah. I'd rather every brother lose every job to do what is right. I mean that. Let they do wrong, go against Yahweh. Trusting in man more than you trust in Yahweh. I trust Yahweh. We don't have a nickel here. I trust in Yahweh. Hallelujah. Let me move on. I want to show us something. David gathered, he says here, in Tehillim 55. Yah speaks unto David. He says this. Yahweh says, gather my kirushams
to gather to me. That's what it says in Tehillim 50 and verse 5. Those that have made a brit with me, a covenant, by offering, and that is all Israel, gather together in Yahshua. Gather my kirushams, my people, that are set apart, gather them all unto me, that have made a brit with me. Has not we made a brit? Have not we made a brit with Yah? Do we not follow precisely by the leading of the Ruah, but the witness that it is truth, because it tells us that Yahshua is the mighty power of Yah? He has put that in us, has he not? Yahshua comes and he amplifies the power of that which was in us, that was hidden by the darkness of our sins, that was obscured by our actions and our iniquities. And he comes and he rests in our bosom. And the Ruah that the Abba comes to bring life to that which is in you, it comes and it resurrects that promise of that brit that he has put in us. What brit? To let us know we're Israel. And we don't know we're Israel when we obey his mitzvah, his commands. When we do what the Torah commands us. When we do that. Yahshua taught Israel, did he not? From what book? Please tell me. What did he teach from? He did not go into their temples and their synagogues without preaching from the book. He taught from the Torah. He taught from the Psalms. He taught from the historical books, the Navis. That's what he taught from. Hallelujah. He taught them from the book. And that book was prevalent then, is prevalent today. For it was the power and the witness of him coming to gather Israel. Yah wants to gather us, brothers and sisters. And these are metaphors and these are times and events of gatherings that he wants to gather us to come together. And that we rejoice in the time of the gathering. That we know the purpose of the gathering of Almighty Yahweh. That we're gathered in Yahshua unto him. In Yahshua, as Elder Martin reminded us, not on him or of him, but in him. In him. In Yahshua. In the power of this truth. In the light of this truth. In Yahshua. Our lives consist of being in him. So we're in him. And so we know we're in him when we keep what Yah has commanded, because Sukkoth is the power or the representation of Yahshua. His coming. There's one more trump that's going to sound. And the dead in Yahshua shall rise first. At the last trump is going to sound. So when Brother Elden sound that trump, that shofar, that last sound, that seventh one, it is the sign of the perfect work of Yahweh. All is finished. And we're waiting for the last trump, so we gather with this assurance that although Brother Ellen blow that thing, and although he may miss a note when the Hashemayim's open, and the Malach of Yah sound the trump, or the shofar of Yah, the last sound, those that have died, they're going to get up, they're going to rise, and they're going to be gathered up to meet Yahshua. Sister Jill is out there waiting for the trumpet. She speaks to us and says, when the trumpet sounds, prepare yourself. Gather yourself in Yahshua in Jerusalem. Hallelujah. So we need to hear the trumpet, the shofar of Almighty Yahweh. We know when that last sound, we're going to be gathered under the wings of Yahshua. So that is what his mo'adim, they represent our gathering in Yahshua. Why? Because Yahshua, the power of this revelation truth of Yahshua, it has brought light and soundness to the pattern that many men cut it out differently. You see, I don't know how to cut a pattern out. And so I may cut it out different than you, or you may cut it out different than me. There are those that are so sharp they can get a pattern that is too large for them and they can cut it down to fit them. Hallelujah. You see, this pattern has been cut to fit Israel. And Yah has cut it by the power of his truth, has it not? That's what he has done. The pattern is not going to be shaved off. It's not going to be changed at all. This pattern is forever settled. And we don't understand the intricate powers of this pattern. We go back to the book. We don't understand what Shaul said. We go back to the pattern and see what Obadiah said.
When we understand the pattern that has been cut out, then we can understand the purpose of this pattern. And then the light or the life of that pattern, we know how to use it better. Hallelujah. We can understand the purpose more clearly. Because we know this pattern is for us. Yabrakas all today. I said that I was going to simply give us a message today. I had some scriptures, but then when I woke up this morning, I sat down and looked at scripture, and these came alive. Is that all right? We're going to gather in Yahshua unto Yahweh. You're not gathering in David Roberts. We gather in Yahshua. Ah, hallelujah. I'm here to show you how to gather in Him. I'm here to show you how to get in Him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He says here in Yeshua, this is a metaphor of the power of Yahshua. I want you to understand this. A little from the renewed and a little from the pattern. He says in Isaiah chapter 40 verse 11. I love this. He says, Yahweh, He shall feed His flock. Are we not the flock of Yahweh? He's going to feed us like a shepherd. This is Yahshua here now. He is our shepherd, is He not? He shall gather. Do you all understand that? He shall gather the lambs. Does it say sheep or lambs? You must understand there's a difference between a sheep and a lamb. There's one thing about a lamb. You don't shear the lamb the first year. So those that are born at the latter end of this Roman year, you don't shear them next year, the summertime. You leave their wool on. So He's going to gather the lamb. These old sheep out here, they're rugged, they're stubborn at times. But the little lamb, or whatever way the shepherd goes, that little lamb, sometimes the sheep will run off from it. So He's going to gather Israel, He's going to gather the lamb with His arm. Yah's going to gather us lambs with the arm of Yahshua. If you're not a lamb, He's not going to gather you. If you're part of the goat nation, you're rebellious, you're going to be put on one side and the sheep are going to be put on the other side. And as we as a lamb, we grow and mature in Yahshua. We grow and mature in Yahshua. He's going to gather the lamb with His arm and carry them, I love this, in where? In His bosom. Come on, wise said husband, there's nothing like when your husband man loves you to lay your head in his bosom. You lay your head up in his chest. You can sense the thumping of his heart and the warmth of the heartbeat. Come on, wives. It's nothing, man, like laying your arm. Come on. You men have never done that. Land your head in the bosom of your wife and sense the vibes and sense the warmth of that. If you haven't done it, you need to try it. Come on and say hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. I hope we are not that cold. We don't do that. He's going to bring us His bosom. Ah, that's all right. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's going to bring us His bosom. He said, come here. There's nothing like a bosom of pure hava. Hallelujah. Solomon said in the Psalms, to heal him of Solomon, he said, that little thing, come here. He said, lie in my bosom. Just put your head there. That's all right. We're a bunch of misfits. If we, come on, brothers and sisters. They got you all quiet. You must not be doing that. Come on. Come on, wife. Try to see how you like it. Hallelujah. Come on, husband. Say, turn over here. I don't feel like it. Get in my bosom. I want to. No, I want you to lay my arms. Just get over here. What? I'm just going to lay on my back and you just... Get up here. Just put it there. What? Just want you to put it there? Go to sleep there. Hallelujah. You pack of hypocrites, man. Told her. He tells me to enjoy. To enjoy the wife of my youth. You understand? And that I will. Come in my chest. Well, what about the one that's not married? That's all right. Don't worry. When you do, if it's not before 10 days, you'll understand the beauty of one's bosom. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Don't you all get all
melancholy because you're not married? Don't come on. How much you married?
Sure he was.
He's married unto the house of Israel. So he says, come and let my bosom feel my heart beat for you. Boom, 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 boom. Lay there. Come on, just lay right there. Put it down. I want you on the hard side. Hallelujah. I'm not going to stop talking like that. Period. You don't get all mushy because of that. Because you don't have a husband or wife, don't get all silly. Just totally, yeah. Bless him. And those that have husband, wife, almost regret it. I will. It is truth. So if you have no bosom to gather in, gather in the bosom of Yahshua. Hallelujah. And he strokes you and says, sleep on. You'll be all right. Gather. He has gathered Israel, the lamb, into his bosom to carry them in his bosom. And he shall gently, gently lead those that are with young. Those that are with young, those that don't have the fullness of the stature. Those that are not able to eat the meat. He's going to lead us because the things that we have, they're tender. We have just a little milk of the sincere truth of the power of this message. So he's going to lead us. But we must be in his bosom, brothers and sisters. We must rest in the bosom of Yahshua. And Yah is gathering Israel. He is gathering us to rest in the bosom of Yahshua HaMashiach. That's where we gather in his bosom. We gather in the bosom of Israel. Yah has always, will always be married unto Israel. He sent Yahshua to solidify and to show this backslid Jezebel her harlotry of sins, to say, come back. Come back. Come on, that's a man. That's a woman when she knows that her husband, man, has gone out and done things, and she say, come back, man. Come on back. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He tells us, come on back. Hallelujah. I'll put you in the tender lamb's bosom. Oh, I know I can be rough. Come on, husband, man. We can be rough, can't we? Come on here. Let me hear Cassandra. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't be a hypocrite. All right. Okay. And so you assure them, come on in the bosom. So Yah says, now I'm austere, period. So I give you a gentle touch. Gentle shepherd, lead us. He said, Yahshua is the gentle touch. And so I want you to rest in his bosom. When I see you resting in his bosom, I just look at that and say, that's all right. Yeah, that's all right. I've gathered you to rest in the bosom of Yahshua. I want to rest there, brothers and sisters. Where else is it to rest? Where else is there comfort? Come on, Sister Roberts can rest in my bosom, and then I turn around and be mean as a rattlesnake. I will, my brother. I can rest in her bosom and she turn around like a pit viper. Yeah. That is the truth. Search me, Yah. Try me. See if there be any wicked thing in me. Bring it to life. Hallelujah. That's what the gathering in Yahshua is for. It reveals what we are. It shows what we are. Hallelujah. You see the young man with his wife in the embrace. You see the young man, no wife. You see the young sister, no wife. She's stronger. She's virtuous. Her mind is pure. Come on, that's all the metaphor of Yahshua. One that is not married should not feel any sadness. The one that is not married ought to rejoice. Why? Because you have the power to render unto Yah greater thing than I do. You can give him everything. You think you miss something in life, you miss hell, you miss trouble, you miss being ostracized, you miss battles. Come on here, women. Sitting like a jellyhead. Come on, man. Tell me the truth, preacher. Tell me the truth. Hallelujah. So in your position, in all that Yah takes you through, give Toda. Hallelujah. You will not miss anything that Yahweh
will not withhold no tithing for them that walk upright. He knows what you need. He knows. Hallelujah. You seek the kingdom. Don't seek a wife. Don't seek a husband. You seek the kingdom. And all these things shall, I will, Toda, shall be added unto you. Seek the kingdom of Yahweh. There are those that have found husbands and wives they wish they had none of. Sure it is. So he shall bring us to his bosom. He said, Yahshua shall gently lead those that are with young. Some of our ways are young and immature, are they not? Some of our ways are juveniles, are they not? Come on, brothers and sisters. We say things that shows our immaturity and our youthfulness in spiritual things, do we not? I know I do. I know I do. If you're above that, then Toda Yah. And so he's going to lead us that we're with young. Hallelujah. He's going to lead us. He's going to even lead the sheep that have young lambs as well. You that sincerely give your family over unto Yah. You that have been elected by the mercies of Yahweh. He will lead you. He will show you which way to go. He will gather you unto Yahshua HaMashiach. He will. He must, brothers and sisters, because his word says so. There are things that have transpired that have brought about a great devastation upon Israel. And I want to show you where it began, but I want to show you what Yahweh says he's going to do. There's a great remedy that he's going to produce in the midst of Israel. The things that he has suffered, they have come upon Israel, and they have caused the sheep to scatter. Without a tremendous grazing place, when they began to graze and eat the truth and the knowledge of truth, that because they began to grow with maturity and strength, and they say to the man of Yahweh, is that according to his will? And they began to resist that because they know that their ways are wrong. You take this element of truth to any preacher. If he doesn't love truth, he will reject it. He will try to convince you it's wrong. I'll tell you what, bring them to me. Tell them to come and sit down with me. I was in Mr. Lockhart's place yesterday, Brother Michael and I. When I go to Jefferson, I'll stop in there for a few minutes. The man has been very kind to us. And so there was this Jehovah's Witness in there. And so Mr. Lockhart knows, he began to talk. He said, hey, this Pastor Roberts, every time he comes in, he leaves me a nugget. He leaves me something. He always, man. He said, now, his brother sold right here, Pastor Roberts. But what he's trying to do is trying to get us to engage. Well, I was hoping that he would say something, but he did not. He says to him, Pastor Roberts, he can ask you some questions now. He can say some things. He told him, write it down, and then I'll get back with it. And the man, he fled like a fearful thing. Well, I knew he was fearful. I said, well, he left because he was fearful. Because they cannot handle you one-on-one. They need two or three. That's how they do it. And they go back and get another one. And so if he had opened up, if that had been Yah's will, it wasn't Yah's will to cast his pearls before swine like that. It was not Yah's will to give that which is kadosh unto a dog. He let him run and go back to his own religious vomit. He doesn't mean for you to pour this out to the dogs. When you hear the emitter of Yah, you don't harden your lamb. Well, I don't understand that. Don't be like a fool. Be quiet and open your ears to hear. Don't fight. Don't resist it. You will know the truth because it began to cut in all your traditions. It began to debunk all the lies you've been taught. You will know the truth. We began to free you up. I hear from people all the time, Pastor Roberts, I'm appalled all my life. I was raised here, raised there. And they knew that was here. He said, and they tell me, men and women. I heard from a sister from D.C. the first time I ever heard from someone from that district of corruption. That's why it's D.C. Deep corruption. Is it not? Faggot senators and every kind of, it's deep corruption. First time I've ever heard from someone from D.C. And our words were, Pastor Roberts, all these years, these things that I'm thinking that I'm walking in the light of truth, and all of a sudden, Yah began to move on my heart. And my mind was not satisfied with the status quo. And I began to search in my, I find you all here. What a blessing. Just listen, my sister, if you listen. You shall grow by the knowledge that Yahweh imparts from this place here. They are deceivers, brothers and sisters. I'm here to tell you, the great one, the Almighty Creator, has a name. Everything has a name. He gave Adam and Shava Eve a name. Every river was named. Every tree, every beast. The Mighty One has a name. And it's not Lord's Be'er, and it's not God Elohim. His name is Yahweh. He is Yah, the Mighty One. And He wants His name to be esteemed. Hallelujah. He says, there has been a tremendous misjustice in my house because my desire is to gather my people. He says in Jeremiah chapter 23, listen carefully. Jeremiah 23 verse 1. He says, woe be to you, Raha, you pastors. He said, you are bad, you destroy, and you scatter the sheep of my pasture, says Yahweh. Now, is this Yahweh speaking? This is how He speaks to Israel, by the power of a Nabi and by the living truth of Yahshua. So He says, woe unto you, He said, that destroy my people, that cause my people to perish. He said, you cause them to go astray. And you cause death to come upon them. You cause them to separate from me. He said, therefore, this says Yahweh, the sovereign ruler of Israel, against the pastors that feed my people. You have scattered my flock. You have driven them away. You have not visited them. Behold, I will visit upon you the evil of your doing, saying Yahweh. When Yahweh speaks to a man upon his bed, when the word that he has heard out of the mouth of a Nabi or leader, when that word rises up in his life and it causes him to awaken in the midnight hour, and he does not feed the house of Israel with that, Yah says, woe unto you, my dog. They're dogs. They're blind dogs. They're blind guides. They know the truth and they hold the truth of Yahweh in unrighteousness. They hold back the truth because they're unrighteous dogs. They're greedy dogs. They're greedy for gain and they cannot have enough. That's why we must be gathered in the bosom of Yahshua. He said, woe unto you all. You've caused them to scatter. But Yah says this. He said, I will tell you something in verse 3. He says this. Listen. He said, and I will gather, I will compact, I will gather the remnant. That's all He's going to gather, the remnant of my flock out of all countries, wherever I have driven them. He's gathering the remnant of the seed. There are those that are not remnant. There are those that are phonies, there are those that are tares. But He says, I'm going to gather the remnant of my seed. And when I gather you for my mo'adim, when I say gather in Jerusalem, you shall gather. I'm going to gather. He said, no, I'm not going to leave that to David to gather you. He said, I'm going to gather. Y'all start leaving that to the pastor. He said, I'm going to gather. He said, I'm going to gather the remnant of my seed that I have driven into all countries where I've driven them. And I will bring them again to their foes. And they shall be para, they shall be fruitful, and they shall increase, they shall bring about robah. When God gathers us, we are going to be fruitful. We heard that expressed during this time, that there must be an abundance of fruit when Yahshua comes. We're going to be fruitful when we are gathering Yahshua. No other way. He's going to cause us to be fruitful. And He's going to cause us to increase. Hallelujah. He'll take $5 and make you do what 5,000. Not what these lying dogs are saying. Not what the Benny Hens. Not what the Richard Roberts. One of the most tremendous scandals of what they call Christendom is about to break. Old Roberts and his wife down there. The son, Richard Roberts, that trash down there. Hallelujah. She has all these young men sales numbers that she calls them. Text them messages. When a man begins to get old, he begins to lose his virilness. And this is what Shaitan has done. He has caused this superficial thing of what we think is love and arousement to overtake this polluted generation. That's why this damnable thing, the television, the things that create a spirit in the homes today that is so vile, so wicked, so unclean, so corrupt, that even the little ones have these sensual desires and pleasures.
Hallelujah. Even the Lord wants to do things that when I was a kid, it was not even thought of, it, not even mentioned. Sure it is. You're allowing this foul thing of hell to train their children, to teach them, to show them, they're putting them in these institutions of hell, these damnable schools, I will say it. They teach your daughters how to be whores. They teach your sons how to be faggots with their pants off their ass and to be feminine things. They think they're masculine because they can run a ball. A jackass can run a ball. He said to be dumb as hell and ignorant, look dumb, and they act dumb. That is not Yah. He told you, mama, your dad is to train them up in the disciplines of Yah. You give them over to hell, you jacket pal. He means what he says. I don't take a word back. Teach your daughters how to be whores, how to dress like whores, how to hide whores things in their hearts. When they're not around you, they do every kind of vile, damnable, filthy thing it is. He wants us to be gathered in Yahshua. And you teach them right. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Get from under the bondage of hell. He meant what he says, brother. Well, how do you know? Did he take Yisrael to Mizraim? Did he take them there? Sure he did. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Did he carve out them a place called Goshen? Did Yahweh do that? Did he set them in a city of their own? Did they increase? When Pharaoh said, kill the firstborn, kill the boys. Did they increase? When they oppressed them, say, not only did you make the bricks, but you got to get the straw to get them. Did they increase? Sure they increased. Were they fruitful? Sure they did. That's why they began to cry out. He didn't hear them for the crowds. He heard them because of the taskmasters. We got to love Yahweh. And so this world is bringing us down to this seductive power that we're brought under the government of it. And that's why there be those that they will receive the mark of this age willingly. They will receive it willingly. They're not going to combat against hell. For the instrument of hell is that thing that's set in every room in your house, in every compartment. You can spend more time with that than you do your youngins. You give that more love and affection than you do your wife. You're fat. You're not even a faggot of a man. You're not even a Jezebel of a woman. You sit down 3 hours at that and spend more time with that than you can take a few minutes and a little time with your wife and your youngins. Come on, you know that's twisting as hell. No different than the computers and all. Sit there and surf on that damnable thing all night looking for what? Looking for what? You're not going to find nothing but hell and webs and sin and wickedness. That's all on that damnable thing. Well, you all on it. It's a light on there. Hallelujah. Should we go on the radio too? And all around us, these pagan liars and perverts like Stairs and all these corruptors, the humbars and the swaggots. But I will declare just like this. Hallelujah. I want to be gathered in the bosom of Yahshua and his tender gentleness guide us. Hallelujah, brothers and sisters. I speak this way because I have a hava enough to tell you the truth. I am concerned about the house of Yisrael. I'm not trying to get rich. I'm not going to get rich. Hallelujah. I'm not trying to set out a carved meal or something here. I'm not trying to do that. My delight is that you are fat and you are healthy. I delight in that more than anything. I don't care if it hurt us on one end to make sure that his house is fat. I will do that. And that is the truth. I'm not trying to see what I can amass for me. I have nothing. I don't want the things that cock me down. Don't have no toys. I don't need no toys. I don't need little trinkets to play with. Consume my time. Well, you got that pewter over that. You know what? That one is almost obsolete. I need something that drives a little faster because of what I do. Other wife was telling me, he said, look at that monitor you got. I said, man, I went in the store and Norm, he's been knowing me ever since we've been here. Radio Shack. He called me Reverend. I said, man, don't call me that. Don't dishonor me like that. He said, oh, I'm just honest. I said, no, don't call me that. He said to me, Pastor Roberts, he said, you buy that right there. It's a monitor. 30 inches wide. 27 or 30 inches wide. I said, man, I'm not buying no television. If I buy it, I'll watch it. He said, no, Pastor Roberts, you don't have to watch it. It's a monitor. Well, when I try to do multitasking, what I do, I will have something open here, maybe one here and one there. So if I need to copy that and put that over there, when I'm researching, when I'm writing, if I need to copy that and put it over there, well, what I have to do is close that down and go to that one and go close, open that one back. And so now I got something that, well, I can pull something from here and put it right there. Take that from here and put it over there. That's what they call multitasking. So I can do more than one task. I can do 3, 4, 5 tasks with one stream. I can see everyone that's opened just from that one stream. And I said, I'm not buying that, Norm. He said, Pastor Rob, it's $463. I said, man, so I'm not buying that. Well, Brother James blessed me with an offer of $500. Well, I use the $500 to buy it. I'm sorry, as I looked at that little monitor I have four boxes over there like that. It's hard to see. Got one here, one there, one there, one there. Pull it from here to drop there, drop from there, there. And so I said to Brother Allah, I said, you know, Norm said he got that television monitor up there. Can you fix that thing where it will never get a television signal? He said, I'll fix that. And he fixed it where it will never get a... You buy it, you're just buying a monitor. And of course, it's very nice to open that thing up. I got a big old window here. I got a big one there. I got a big one there. I use it for those purposes. I don't search the net for nothing. I don't search it for this or that. I read the news. I look at the weather probably 25 times a day. Sister Robert says, it doesn't change. I understand that. As far as searching for this, I don't do it, brother. And that, and y'all's my witness, I do not. And if I'm a liar, oh liars, no liar is going to tear before him. I use it for a specific purpose. I tell you what, if you want to see, I have a history on that system. 6 months I keep it. You can go in and look at it. And many times I show the brother, see what I mean? All week, same thing. I don't play with it. I know what it will do. It's not a clean thing. It'll take their men to sit down in that thing and in these chat rooms and talking to women like hell will I do that. I'm not going to do that. They got everything out of from homosexual rooms to every kind of perverted thing you can think of. It's on that damned of a thing. It's vile. Hallelujah. And Yah doesn't want us participating in that. In the midst of all that, he has a sword in the midst. Yahweh sword. It's amazing because you can almost type in anything, huh? Website come on the first or the second. That's all right. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Even with our ignorance about that, it comes up first. You type in Yahweh's truth. Bam. Communities. A woman wrote me up there and said, I look, type in communities, and there you were. And I was blessed to go in there. I'm so delighted. And I will send you offerings to help you as I can. That's the beautiful spirit, isn't it? Sure it is. He said, I will gather, I will carve out, I will gather the remnant. We are the remnant, are we not? That's all he's gathering for his gatherings. That's why they're called gatherings. Kabats. He will gather the remnant. Those that are not of the remnant, he's not going to get. I will gather the remnant of my flock. Is that not his flock? Is it not personal to him? Out of all countries where I've driven them, I will bring them again unto their fold. And they shall be fruitful, they shall be para, and they shall increase, they shall have robah. He also says in the same book, and I will set up. Is this Yahweh? When one sets up, he establishes, right? When one sets up, he ordains, right? Does he say that? He said, now this group has led them astray. And now he said, and I will set up shepherds, what? Over. Not under, but over. I will set up shepherds over. I will set up shepherds over them, which shall do what? They're going to feed them, and they shall fear no more, neither shall they be dismayed, neither shall they be lacking, saith Yah. If you're lacking, it's because you're not hearing. If you have lack because you're not hearing, Yah said, I'm going to gather the remnant. They're going to be fruitful, they're going to increase, and I will set up shepherds, I will set up roha, I will set up men that are ordained out of my bosom. And to think that Yah doesn't do that, trust them, and lies. Yeshua was a man, and I trust every work he did. I trust what Yeshua is saying. I believe it came from the throne of Almighty Yah. I don't care how many have tried to alter it. The root of it is still right. Come on, wife. You got a husband. What is a man? A husband is a man. Come on, people. Is a woman a woman? Come on, man. You don't trust your wife? I trust my wife. I truly do. I don't trust her doing me no harm all my life. Scripture says a virtuous woman, she will do her husband no evil all her life. Now, whatsoever, I trust my wife. Is she a woman? Well, I don't trust no man. Well, man, you trust your wife? Well, yes, you ignorant. Are we one body in Yahshua? One body, right? Come on. But yeah, even in those expressions, if I'm teaching you something that is diametrically opposed to Torah, you say, but that's not what it says right there. I know that, but this is a revelation. That's not a revelation. Revelation will come from Torah. It comes from truth. It's based upon truth. It's not based upon opinion. It's revealed by the power of a great work in a man's life. That's what a revelation is. It's a great work. It is a great... When a man gets a revelation, he shines. How do I know that? Do you know how I know that? Can I tell you? Will you believe me? Told her, my brother. When Moshe came from off the mountain, did he have a shine on his face? Did he have a revelation? Sure, he had a revelation. These ignorant men talking about they got a revelation. They have a revelation because the revelation of God makes a man shine. Yeah! Sure it does. You may have a little truth imparted unto you, but you don't have no revelation. It reveals the very to the power of Yah's purpose. When a man understands the power of the workers of Yah, when he is gathered in Yahshua, it makes him mad. He is fat. He dances. He shouts. Come on. He dances before Yah. Come on. Did old Miriam, when she received that revelation, did she not take the timbrels up and say, come on, daughters. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Did she dance? Sure she did. Bless Yah for a man that Yah deals with. Was Yah dealing with Jeremiah? Did he speak a lie? Did he speak a lie? Can you trust what he said? But he was a man. Stupid generation. Hallelujah. Stupid generation. It doesn't have understanding of what truth says. That's why we err so much. That's why we got so many people that are doing their own thing. They go on their own way and they think they have the interpretation. When the revelation comes, it brings about a great, powerful assurance in one. Just like Yohanan on Patmos. Man, that was a great revelation, wasn't it? Sure it was. We began to send that letter out unto the assemblies throughout Asia, to the lost sheep of Israel. As the Ruach moved upon him, he wrote with great diligence. And as he wrote, his inward parts shone with the brightness of Yahshua. And the more he wrote, the greater the intensity of the light of Yahshua rose up in him. He's going to gather the remnant, brothers and sisters. He's going to gather us. And that's why we gather together, even on the Shabbat. Put nothing before the Shabbat. I don't care what it is. You don't let nothing supersede the Shabbat. We do what Yahweh says. I don't care what it is. We do what Yahweh says. It is a day that is kadosh. It is a time period that he rested. And he intended for that. He does. He says here in verse 5. He said, behold, the day comes, saith Yahweh. This is Yahweh speaking, isn't it? You tell me we're going to trust this man, Jeremiah, to say this is Yahweh speaking? He wrote it, did he not? Trust no man, though. You know, it's idiotic the way they express that. And then when someone say to them, well, you said that, you said trust no man. Well, that's what I meant. Now, you meant what you said. Because you're afraid. You don't want someone to sit under the man that Yah sits up. Yahweh said, he said in verse 4, he tells us a lie or he tells us the truth. He said, and I will set up shepherds over them which shall feed them. He did not say I will set up shepherds under them. He said, over them. They will have the charge of Yahweh. They have the authority of Yahweh. They will have the wisdom that Yah imparts unto him by the revelation of Yahshua and the power of this renewed covenant. He said, I'm going to set them over them and they're going to feed them. They're going to feed them. They're going to feed them. And they shall fear no more. They shall not have the fear. They will have the ahava of Yah. And the perfect love of Yah casts out all fear. They'll have that. And they will not be dismayed. They will not be huffed. They will not be dismayed. They will not be confused and confound. They will not. Neither shall they like. They will not like anything at all. The healing. The confidence in Yahweh. They will not like that, brothers and sisters. I speak to impart His truth unto us. I'm not trying to build a memorial unto me. I want us to enhance His memorial. And His Shabbat is a time of memorial that we remember His name, His house. His feast days are days of memorials unto Him. That we cast out every name, cast out grandma. I don't care if she's sick and dying, just do what Yah says. Well, my job, believe me, they'll survive if you die today. They'll say, Cliff Martin dead. Oh, Brother Cliff, man. And that's it. And they would keep writing. They're not going to shut down. Told her. Brother Dale Rainey, he got killed? Oh, man, okay. Wow. I didn't really know him, but he seemed like a nice fella. I use that as an example. They're not going to shut down. The world doesn't stop because one died. It didn't shut down when the Pope died. And he was known more about more folks than you or me. Did it shut down when Yahshua died? But Yah shut it down, didn't he? He turned it black. Boom. Hallelujah. He shut the eye. They couldn't see the whole world. Just turned black. Sure he did. He said, behold, the day comes, saith Yah, that I will raise up to David a Siddiq branch, Yahshua. He has raised him up. And a king shall reign and prosper. And he shall execute mishpat and judgment in the earth. In his days, Yahuda shall be saved. And I like this part. And Israel, the full house, shall dwell safely. And this is his, and in his name, whereby he shall be called Yahweh our Tzedekah, Yahweh our righteousness. Is Yahshua not the righteousness of Yah? Did he come to destroy the Nabi of the Torah? He came to fulfill it. Is not Yahweh's Tzedekah righteousness from everlasting to everlasting? Is not his Torah his truth? And that is what his name is. He is the living power of Torah. Is he not the word of Yah made flesh? He is the word of Yahweh made flesh. He is the word of Yahweh made flesh. And these ignorant people try to explain him. They just need to receive what scripture says. He is the word of Yahweh made flesh. That's what he is. He is the power of living truth to show us in the body of flesh. It can operate in the power that Yah intended for it to. That's why we're without any excuse, brothers and sisters. Gather us, Yahweh, gather Israel. Gather us unto Yahshua in Yahshua. Gather us for the great day of the great day of offering. And that is what the feast days are for. There are times of gatherings and offerings unto Yahweh of praises and Torah and dancing and singing before our Abba. I don't believe that. You know, weeks before their pagan, damnable Jezebel spiritual day, Xmas, when they're all drawn under the power of Shatan. It is one thing that they do in many nations. They still do it here. They do a thing they call caroling, do they not? Do they go caroling? Caroling, caroling through the snow. You know, they sing their song, Christmas time forever. They do that, don't they? They have their katanas, don't they? They have them in the whole houses, do they not? Do they not have them in the whorehouses? And they sing praises unto their God, this fat beast of hell. Oh, he has a beard because something about that beard is very vital unto Yahweh. Sure it is. He gave his face and they pulled his hair. And all jobs that they tell you, you can't grow a beard. You say what you want to. They don't want you to do that. Don't grow no hair. Don't these whorehouses, they look at you if you got a beard or something. Well, Brother Robertson, now the beard. Nah. Sure it is. So they put this false demonic power before the people. And the children bow down to worship this beast of hell. Yahweh is the only one we worship. He seeketh such to worship him in Ruah. What? In the life of Yahshua. And in the spirit of Yahshua. You cannot worship Yahweh out of Yahshua. They worship and the covenant because they went. It was a lot of vanity. It was more ritual and actions and washing of pots and of hands. Yahshua, when he came, he washed us. He gathered us together and he bathed us. He washed us once. We're washed by the power of his cleansing atonement, his blood. So I don't have to worry about washing a pot a certain way and bathing when I bathe. Nah, I just come before Yahshua. Shine on me. Oh, shine on me, Yahweh. Let the rain of the heavens wash me, cleanse. What rain, Yahshua? Oh, let the rains, Yahweh, wash me and cleanse me. Oh, let the rains of your heavens wash me, Yahweh. So we wait for the fullness of the latter rain to come, don't we? Are we not gathered for the latter rain? That's why we gather in Yeshua for the latter rain. And when this latter rain comes, He's going to pour out the power of His Ruah, and the little ones shall speak in the tongues of Yah, whereby the ones in China will understand. And the one in China will speak in the language of Yah, whereby the one in England will understand. And the one in England will speak in tongues, and whereby the one in Swahili land, that one will understand. Come on here, somebody. So let the waters of Hashemayim flow and wash us and cleanse us. That's why we gather during the times of these great memorials unto Him, unto His name. For in that name we find deliverance. No other name, brothers and sisters. It's not any other name. This is the simple truth. Any brother can get up here and expound on this. You don't have to be a preacher. You can tell us this. Hallelujah. You may not talk as loud as me, but you can tell me the same thing. Hallelujah. I want to close here with a few scriptures. Hallelujah. He said, the day shall come and Yahweh will raise up Yahshua. And he shall be king, he shall reign and prosper. And he shall execute the Tzedek judgment of Yahweh. It says in verse 6, in his days that Yehuda, the loin that he came from, and all Israel shall be saved because his name shall be called the Tzedek One. Yeshua tells us of the great mighty one in Matthias, Matthew 3:12. He says in Yahweh's hand, listen brothers and sisters, Matthias 3:12, whose fan is in his hand, and Yeshua is the fan of Yah, is in his hand. And he will thoroughly purge his floor. And gather, he's going to gather what? His wheat into the garners. And he will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire. He is fanning the wheat fields. Yeshua is fanning. You see, he's going to separate the wheat from the tare. He shall send forth the Melechim out of Hashemayim, and they shall gather up all the tare, the wicked ones, and bundle them for the tear of hell. Let no one tell you hell is not real. Let no one tell you when you go there you burn up. I will show us a preponderance of evidence and scripture lies. I'm going to write a little book on that too, because you got these proponents of lies out there. Hallelujah. You all just pray that God gives me the strength and the wisdom. I'm not afraid what man can do to me. I really am not. But I know that there are things that there are those that need to hear. I do not believe that this was coincident that Yah opened up the radio for us to go back on. I know it's Almighty Yahweh. There are those that do not have computers and internet. But there are those in far places who do have the radio. And that broadcast will get all the way down to Jamaica. We send that sister radio. At least she can have food daily to revive her. She can. She can hear something from Yahweh. And there are those in the prison houses that don't have it, but they have radios. There are those that are all around this country and in other parts of the world. They can hear. They can. And one, the person that Yah moved out for us, he has this lying, deceivable doctrine of Gene Scott that pollutes many. It gives them the will and the privilege to do what they want to and to act like beastly dogs. And now the standard of Yahweh shall rise up. You got perverts like R.G. Stair with these greedy dogs thinking because they are able to get finance that is a sign that Yahweh is with them. No, Yahshua shows us a sign that Yahweh is with us. We're going to be fruitful. Why? Because we're gathered unto Yahweh in the bosom of Yahshua and we eat the whole stay of bread. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of Yahweh's mouth. His moedims, his memorials, his name are forever established. That's why we gather in Yahshua, to gather to show the approval of our Abba in this precious living hope that we have in Yahshua. He has his right, he has the Yahshua in his right hand to purge the floor, and he's going to gather his wheat. I want to be wheat. I want to be wheat. Gather me, Yahweh. He's going to gather wheat. And everything that is chaff, when he send the fan through, they're going to run. He's going to blow. He breathed upon man. And he became a living being, didn't he? And so when he breathed upon the remnant, the elect, that which is not of Yahweh is going to be blown away like chaff. So when he breathed his truth upon us, it's going to impart into Yisrael, the remnant. He's bringing us together. He's gathering us so he can breathe on us. He's going to breathe on us, brothers and sisters. The latter rain is coming down. He's going to pour down. He doesn't want you to be bogged down with the ways of the heathens, your mind heathenistic, and turn away from him. We cannot serve Mammoth and Yah too, brothers and sisters. We cannot give part of ourselves to the world and part to Yah. It doesn't work. We become very dysfunctional. We become hypocritical and superficial. We got to give him everything. If I can't give him all, I don't want to do anything. If I'm going to do it, Elder Wyman and I were talking the other day. I say, Elder, if I'm going to do it, I'm just going to go ahead and go out there and just do it. I'm still virile enough in some aspects, and if I'm going to do it, just go out there and be a flat-out fool. I don't want to be a fool. I don't want to say no to Yah. I don't want to say no to your purpose, Yahweh. I don't want to dispel Yahshua and say no, Yahshua. I say yes, Yah. Yes to Yahshua. Yes to your commands. Yes to your truth. Gather me unto the Abba. I don't want to say that to him. There's nothing out there. There's nothing for me to desire out there. There's nothing out there. It doesn't create life. But Yahshua brings the power of life unto us. It doesn't create hope. I don't care. Jobs, money. It never creates that. But Yahshua gives us hope, brothers and sisters. You have no promise out there. There's no promise. No promise. The economy is going to fall, brothers and sisters. It's going to fall. Hallelujah. It's going to fall. And that's the truth. I want to read a few more verses before I close. I intend to close a little early today. I got plenty to preach, but that's all right. Give you a little bit to wet your feet, and then you begin to tread the waters. It says, as Yah speaks to Yisrael, it says in Zephaniah chapter 3. I'll read a few verses here. Zephaniah chapter 3, verse 16. I long for this day. Oh, I want to see Yahweh. Look upon Yah's face, there to sing for eternity of Yahshua's saving power. On the streets of his kingdom, let me live my voice. Yahshua, make me free, and I'm free at last to worship my Abba. Whoa, what a day it shall be, what a wonderful time when I see Yahshua. No more tears to cry, no more pains to bear. Yahshua will have taken them all away. Oh, what a time of fellowship it shall be. What a time of singing it shall be. I shall cry, this is Abba, for I shall stand in the presence of. Yeah, I don't need words, brothers and sisters. I don't need no chorus. I sing just what's in me. Hallelujah. I sing from the Ruah of his joy in me. Because there's one thing that I do know, I tell you all. I know that I will expire in this life. I know that. I understand that. I do know that. But I have a great assurance, precious in the sight of Yah. If the death of the sleep of his Kirusham, that's all right by me. I want to close from here in Zephaniah chapter 3. Zephaniah, as Yah speaks unto Israel. Are we Israel? Are we not Israel? So this is for you today. He said, in that day, and we're in that day, all right? In that day. It shall be said to Jerusalem, fear not. It's amazing that this gathering began with the Ruah of fear Yirah. It began with that. He said, fear not. And he says unto the elect woman, the call out to Zion, to his house of praise and worship, let not your hands be slack or weak, feeble. Don't let your hands be weak. He says, Yahweh, your Abba, is in the midst of you, is mighty. So know that Yahweh is in the midst of us. Do you know that for surely? Can I give you some more assurance? It's simple. Can I give you a truth that you will know without a doubt that He is in the midst of you? Us, can I tell you? If you want me to tell you, say, tell me, preacher. Where there are two or three gathered in His name, He said, there shall I be in the midst. If you came gathered in His name, lift your hands. Let me see if I can get two or three. Ah, that's enough. Don't need no count. So we know that He is in the midst of us and He is mighty. The simple truths, brothers and sisters. I don't want nothing complex. I tell my brother Alan all the time, you complex it so that you make it hard to even understand the simplicity of it. I see things simple. Yahshua was just the Son of Yah. He was a man to cleanse us from our sins. You understand that? Hallelujah. Yahweh is in the midst of us. He is mighty. He will save. He will save. Zephaniah 3:17, He will save. He will rejoice over you with joy. You tell me the Abba? He rejoices over you with joy? Do you all hear that? I don't think we comprehend that. He will rejoice over you with joy because He will save you. He will rush in His ahava for you, His love. For Yah so loved this Olam that He gave Yahshua. He will joy over you with what? Sing unto Yah, Yisrael. Sing unto Yah with the great sound of the shofar. He will rejoice over you with singing. Now that's profound that He rejoices over you with singing. Hallelujah. He says, I will gather them. Hallelujah. I will gather them. I will combat. I will gather them that are sorrowful. You've been sorrowful, haven't you? And He said, for the solemn assembly. For the assembly that just passed, it was a solemn assembly of Yah. He will gather us, but there's one that is coming that this one is a prelude to. Assembling of Yahweh's people, He's going to gather them. He said, who are of you to whom the reproach of it was a burden? He said, behold, at that time I will deal with all that afflict you, those that have caused you burdens and pain. Yahweh said, I will deal with them. He said, I will deal with them. Don't worry about it, about them. I will deal with them. That's why He tells you to pray for your enemy. He said, I will deal with them. And I will save her that haunt, those that are don't have the strength or walk with the lip, and those that are not as mature as you. Yahweh said, I'm going to save them that are home. And He said, and gather her that was driven out. Those that were driven out, Yahweh said, I'm going to gather them. Those that the false ones have driven out, Yahweh said, I'm going to gather them. Because you do not you do not surrender to their false traditions and their doctrines, He said, I'm going to gather you. And I will get for them praise and fame in every land where they have been put to shame. It will say, well, old Pastor Robinson is a fool. You don't want to hear him. And yet he said, I will cause you to have praise among them. And they must say that what he has or she, what they have is greater than what I have. At that time, will I bring you again? Even in that time that I gather you. For I will make your name and a praise among all the earth when I turn back your captivity before your eyes, saith Yahweh. We have walked in captivity, haven't we? He said, I'm going to turn the captivity back, and they're going to know that you walk in the power of my strength. They think that you are under some bondage or some occulted practice, but they will know that you walk in the light of my truth. I will gather Israel. I'm here to tell you He's going to gather no one but Israel. And when He gathers, my brother, everything that these feast days allude to, just like He did in the day of Pentecost, Shabbat, He poured out the power of that living river from Hashemayim, and it was poured down upon the nation of Israel, and they heard them preach the word of Yahshua in their own languages. Yahweh is going to pour out that power, whether you're a lamb, whether you're a sheep, whether you're a babe, whether you're halt, whether you're weak. When the word of Yahweh is spoken, it's going to bring the life and the power of the witness of Yahshua alive. And you will know that you are gathered in Him. You will know it. So gather us, Yahweh. Gather us together that we may be echad in Yahshua, that we may be one. Gather Yisrael, that they may lift up your name and your standard in the name of Yahshua. Yisrael said, hallelujah. 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 I'm going to stop right there. I'm all out. I have another two or three pages I could preach from, but I'm going to stop from there. All right. Hallelujah. May Yah gather us all, Israel. You that are listening, Israel, we bless you today. Hallelujah. That we may have fellowship. Yah brak you all. Bless you all that are listening, you that, everyone that's listening. This is for you as we sing this song, as we close the day. Let the Ruah of HaMashiach rest in you mightily. The power of His Ahava, the Ahava of love, fill you mightily. Bless you all. This song for you all. Come on, you all. Hallelujah.
For the presence of your visitation and the gentleness of your Yahshua, Yahshua. We bless Jerusalem and all Israel.
We ask all things in the mighty name of Yahshua the Lamb. We brought you our Abba and Israel cry, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.